K-High Interact co-presidents Angie Gomez and Mackenzie Harrison and past president Allison Blair were all smiles as they presented a gift-wrapped big check suitable for photos to members of Ketchikan Pioneers Homes Resident Council. The residents, too, smiled as they unwrapped their early Christmas present. The big check and the normal-sized official check were for $3,375. Gomez says they raised that much because they had so many pies donated to the auction by Ketchikan's generous bakers.
I don't even know how many pies we had. There was a lot. We had more than we've ever had this year, which is really great.
The money will go into the Resident Council's Activities Fund. Pioneers Home Activities Director Hillary Cook says that helps pay for all kinds of things that aren't funded through the ever-shrinking state budget. Holiday decorations, for example, and bingo prizes.
All kinds of supplies, newspaper and coffee supplies, newspaper subscription.
Cat food.
We do have a cat. We have two birds. We have probably seven fish. Nail polish and spa supplies.
Arts and craft supplies and even furniture. Cook says the pie sale and the annual Pioneers Home Garage Sale are two big sources for that fund, along with individual donations from people in the community. After the brief ceremony, Gomez, Harrison, and Blair gave a few more details on the pie auction. They said Marna Sessnan's pies raised the most money, as they do most years.
And I think it went 200... almost $300. That was a cherry pie or an apple pie?
I think it was the classic apple.
She made
both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So her pies both went for a lot, but that cherry apple pie, we don't know which one, it definitely went for the highest.
Harrison says Dick Miller's pies also tend to go for more than $200 a piece. Those also were classic cherry and apple. In fact, there were a lot of apple pies, and they sold well, but...
We also had some rhubarb pies, cherry, we had some...
Pecan.
Lots of apple, though.
Apple,
for
yeah.
Sure.
There was a freezer one that was cold. Oh, some Moore's pie.
Oh, yeah, we had some cheesecakes, too.
Yeah. And another surprising seller was you can call her and ask her to make a certain type of pie. So it was an empty pie dish.
Yeah.
That was a good seller. It ended up being an apple, though, I think.
Yeah, it did.
Getting hungry? Let's talk about something else then, like TAFCOM. That's a nonprofit organization in Tanzania. Here's Gomez explaining how K-High's Interact helps that group.
There's different kind of groups in TAFCOM. So there's the education one, and we mostly fundraise for the education schools and supplies and whatever they need for their schools.
To do that, Gomez says women in the Tanzanian villages make various items such as scarves and bags. Interact sells those items here in Ketchikan and then sends that money to TAFCOM for specific projects.
We just recently sent them $1,500. Because they need to furnish a school that they haven't furnished yet. So that's going towards desks and school supplies and whatever else they need.
Blair says helping others is part of why she's enjoyed her 4 years with Interact.
I like giving back to like both the community I've grown up in and then also our global projects that we do, especially in Tanzania. Yeah, it's just an amazing feeling you get when you can help others.
Gomez says she especially enjoys the various opportunities for community interaction.
The activities that we do, like the pie auction, it's one of my favorites. The Winter Arts Fair just gets you in the feeling for the holidays. TAFCOM is just it's an amazing organization. Just being able to say what we do and how it affects people is just really, it's great.
And Harrison says she feels blessed to be able to help others, and she appreciates the ongoing community support of Interact's efforts.
I think we would just like to thank you, everyone, who donates money, time, and just pies. Also, with buying the items, I know sometimes it's kind of the same items every year, but people still tend to support us, and we're just very thankful for our community's help.
This is the last year of Interact for the three seniors, which, unlike the pies, made the pie auction success somewhat bittersweet. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.